can't win it now. It's going to cost a lot of blood. And we can save the money that McNamara wants to save by just toning the thing down. The reservists are so worried that they are willing to take most anything to in order to survive. And I believe that Ailes and Cy Vance kind of feel maybe as I do. Of course, McNamara, he is not a man to be licked in a contest. But we need to ease this thing out some way and get it settled. Otherwise, I'm going to have a big fight with the Wendell Rivers committee. And I've got to work with them gently. For a while, they're not going to take us over or take you over. But I've got to work with them a little gently. Otherwise, they're going to propose legislation, in my opinion, to authorize the whole $47 billion for defense. This just kind of pulls the rug out from us entirely. If they authorize personnel, authorize operation and maintenance funds and all, we'll have two $47 billion bills, and my bill will be anticlimactic. Now, this is generally what I wanted to say, and I'd like to talk to Vance, Steve Ailes, and maybe kind of work something out McNamara would go to Europe to a conference. We could settle this while he's gone and save his face, and he'd be unhappy, but he's going to be unhappier still if this thing keeps on simmering, I think.
What do you think? Don't they have to have legislation to undo what he's done?
Of course, in a way, he has the latitude to do this. Now, we have to have legislation on our bill. We have had it all along to go along with this, you see. And if you were in the Senate or in the House Armed Services Committee or Appropriations Committee, and the Secretary were to abolish, in a sense, the reserves, a long-established system we've had, without any legislation, and without considerable arrangement in advance, everybody'd be upset. And this is what has happened. If McNamara came to see me, and he went to see Mendel, and he went to see other people, but he was afraid to put it on the line with Congress because he's afraid he couldn't get it done. But he can pretty generally get it done now because these people have been softened up a lot. He can get it done over a period of 2 or 3 years, maybe. But it's pretty hard for me to slap the Armed Services Committee in the face too big because they've got the whip hand over me because the House will support them in authorizing every darn move I make. And as it is now, they only authorize procurement and R&D. And this is just not a time to spill a lot of blood. And the average member of Congress, he thinks, my, why do you want to reduce the reserves? Well, to have more people now that we look like we might be marching into an area of war. Of course, this is wrong, but just a superficial look at it makes it look that way.
But the reserves, pretty generally, are not our liabilities instead of assets, aren't they?
In a way, yes. Of course, McNamara ought to have said they were worthless because, you know, the reservists have been very major in winning all the wars and all of that. And, of course, I know that we don't have equipment for all of them, and he's still going to have the reserve, but they're going to be called National Guardsmen. And they have the inactive reserve and so forth. I just would like to prevent a big flare-up. As it is now, you are not hurt. McNamara is not hurt. He's big enough and brilliant enough that he can take a little kicking around occasionally. He's had a little in the past, and it didn't hurt him. And I don't think it's going to hurt him here if we'll just temper this down and go at it a little more slowly in view of international developments and so forth. I can't do it. I haven't marked up my bill because I don't know how to approach this. And I realize you don't want to undercut your people over there, but I think Ailes realizes the facts of life. In fact, he does. And I think Vance does. And, of course, McNamara just doesn't want to admit the facts of life because he's not the guy that takes a licking. You understand? He's a
Well, I think he feels, I don't know the details of it, but I think he feels that first of all, the reserves are not up to the quality that we got to have to win anything. Number two, to carry them as we are paying them without the equipment is absolutely a waste. Number three, that to get the equipment for them is another $10
billion. Yeah. Well, here's a way we can meet that. And McNamara, I don't think it'd be too unhappy with it. Just let the reserves go on down. You see, we've been putting a provision in the defense bill appropriation that you got to maintain the guard at 400,000 and the reserve at 300,000. They are now at about 640,000. Let them go on down. Don't spend the money. Save the money that he wants, and then let Hebert, who hates McNamara with a passion, and Rivers, who has an inferiority complex and wants to get to be a big shot, let them play around with this a little, and I think it can be worked out. And as I say, you are unscathed. You have nobody thinks you're in this picture at all. And
I don't believe McNamara will agree to it, too, George. And I think you'll have a question of McNamara or no McNamara, and that's what would be rather serious, wouldn't it?
Oh, it isn't that big a matter. If, McNamara just won't listen, but...
That's the point I'm making is that he's... if you can sell him on it, I'm for it. I mean, I'm for y'all getting together and doing what you think is the best thing. My own rough opinion from hearing him talk, I think he feels this is the biggest waste of... nation's resources we have, that we have these pot-bellied bankers that are in the reserve that go out and drill a little bit and get their money, but they're just absolutely not competent to do it. And if they were competent, they wouldn't have anything to do it with, and that we ought to get it down to where what we got is fit and ready.
I think you're right. But I think more or less his objectives can be accomplished without this.
Well, place. That may be. Why don't we get him with you and you all just try to see if there's any other approach to it and get Ailes and Vance and the four of you together. And
well, I've talked to them now. They were down here in my office the other day, and I've talked to them several times. But I can say no to McNamara, you see. I can be the goat. I don't mind being the goat if necessary. But I want to work it out to spill as little blood as possible and yet enable McNamara to make some progress. In other words, he would have already achieved some of his objectives. He cut out this Goldwater thing up here at the Capitol. And the reserves, the strength are down. And I could leave out that strength language in the bill, you see, and make the reserves much smaller, and then they could, then maybe by next year, they could make the transfer, and...
I had the feeling he had pretty near all the governors and folks around the country pretty well satisfied that everybody except Hebert.
Yes, but...
And this damn Carlton, who is the executive paid.
That's right, but... It's deeper than that. I find that my committee fellows, they think this is pretty high-handed and should have been handled differently. And really, anything as major as this should have been presented to the legislative committee. If you or I were on the legislative committee, I'm sure we'd feel that way, and I think we'd be right. But McNamara's afraid he couldn't achieve it that way. That's really the truth about it.
Well, you can't. If you know Rivers and that group, you know
well,
that.
I think maybe you can now. I think I can get them. They are so worried about this thing. I think I can. I think we can work out something here. I think it's at that stage now. And Ailes is. Do you work with Ailes some?
No.
He's a pretty good guy. And of course, Vance is just really tough. And. I think maybe they could talk more sense on it in view of McNamara's emotional involvement in it. And without any reference to you, I think I'll get Ailes and Side together and just tell them that I'm not going to go along 100% with this. If I do, I'll lose, and then I'll lose a lot of prestige because they're going to cut my throat in the Armed Services Committee, and they can do it because you can't defend having an Armed Services Committee that isn't authorizing this, and why shouldn't Congress have a better look? I can't get up there and say that we ought to deny it. So this is what Benson did to me in part by authorizing it annually, all of this stuff. We can't pass the bill because it hadn't become the law yet. We can't handle our bill. We've been delayed. That's another reason for the delay. And if they just completely hobble the Appropriations Committee, and this is the hook on which they probably would hang me. That's what worries me, you see. And
well, now, wouldn't the Senate have to authorize it, too?
The Senate won't go along with this anyway. They couldn't possibly win in the Senate. So we're going to spill a lot of blood anyway, and we're not going to accomplish McNamara's full objective. Whereas, if McNamara will give a little and say, well, under the circumstances, changing developments and the fact that you're not putting me in a straitjacket on the numbers, and we can save a lot of this money, why don't we do this as a first step in a long-range 3-4 year program?
Well, I would talk to him about it before I did to them, see what he says, see what his reaction is, see if you can get to make any impression on him. I think he feels that in order to have a competent defense, have men that he can send in. He didn't want to send in the 107 Reserve to Santo Domingo. He just didn't think they're equipped. He just thinks they're in the way. He thinks it's just a great waste. But maybe you can give him a reason. Now, you think that what you're saying is you think that if you don't give in to Hebert on reserve, that they will authorize additional amounts of your $52 billion or $50 billion that they're not now doing.
Yes.
And that holds you back and puts you at their mercy.
To some considerable extent. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we can win this even in my own subcommittee. Now, McNamara thinks I can. But it's pretty hard to defend this action, Mr. President. Really and truly it is. I don't know of anybody who, while they think the objectives are rather adequate, it's a pretty strong tactic to use under the circumstances.
How many do you have on your subcommittee?
I have 9. And I don't have George Andrews. I don't have, of course, Bob Sykes, a great reservist. Dan Flood thinks it's pretty terrible that it ought to be handled legislatively. I think Al Thomas will go with me, I'm sure. Jamie Whitten doesn't want to. The Republicans say they're not going to be the goat of this thing. So I'm in trouble in my own committee. Of course, they've talked to them, and just because they haven't been, and I told them to talk to them, just because they haven't been completely and unalterably opposed to the idea, they sort of assume that this can be done. It's wishful thinking on the part of...
Who are your Republicans?
Mel Laird, and Mel told me he wouldn't go along. Mel doesn't, the rest of them won't. They're just... Either way you go on this thing, you get hurt, you see. This is a hot potato.
Now you have 9?
Have 9.
What do you got? Andrew, Sykes, Flood, Whitten, and Laird. That's 5 right off the bat again.
Yeah.
So you got Mahon and Thomas. Who are the other 2?
Well, if I get the Republicans, if I get the 3 Republicans, Mahon and Thomas, and the 3 Republicans.
Or Laird.
Well, the first Republican is Lynn Lipscomb of California, sort of a... John Bircher, and a nice guy, but and Mel Laird, and then Mitchell of Cleveland.
Mitchell?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look like to you, then if Laird goes the other way, it looks like the only 2 votes you got is Mahon Thomas.
That's right. Now, I'll have Bo. I've invited the Republican Bo, and he's been pretty nice to sit in on this markup. So there's another vote, which I'll either win or lose, and that makes it a 10-man subcommittee.
Say, what's happened to Albert lately? You mad about something? Well, he's off there beyond the Davis post office.
Albert is, he's worse than he's ever been. He looks bad.